Good morning. It is 9:38 a.m. on this is Wednesday, November the 6th, 2019. I don't know that I'm going to have a chance to post this before I have to leave. I got a doctor's appointment again this morning. I needed to get out, get the walk in, because I don't know how much time I'm going to have after the doctor's appointment, because I don't know what they're going to do. So we'll see how it works out. And I figured I get the walk in, get the exercise, get the benefit. And then if I don't get to post it till this afternoon, then so be it. I've got a 1 o'clock SIFL call. I've only got about 1,000 words in today so far. It's a little bit disheartening, but the reality is I still have a lot of time. I basically had 1,000 words before 9 o'clock. I didn't get up till 7:30, so as long as I can sit my butt in the chair and focus enough to write some words, find a couple monsters to kill and for the words, it'll be good. I only need to have 5,000 words before I go to bed. And there's lots of hours left in the day. At least 12. I may not get to play much today except for the words, but that's all right. So I heard from Karen Conlon. She's really booked this month. So the book is not going to get out. It may not get out this year, honestly. And perhaps by the end of December, Cape Grace can be available for sale. I don't know. We'll see. It's actually pretty chilly here this morning, and the air is just, it's driving me crazy. Bacon. I don't know why. This morning the air smells of bacon. I thought it was just somebody in my neighborhood, maybe, you know, had a stove where they cooked a lot of bacon and vented it out through the range hood to the outside. But it's been, well, when I was walking along West 20th, it wasn't quite so strong there, but I'm back down in the neighborhood now. It must be Panera or something. Maybe Fuzzy's Tacos did an extra batch, or the wind is just in the right direction or something. But the whole neighborhood smells of bacon. My mouth is watering. Yesterday's doctor's appointment went pretty well, mostly, for the most part. The doctor was very pleased with the weight loss. I weighed in officially at 166 and change. It was enough change that I probably should just claim 167. But that's a weight I have not seen in a very long time. Years, perhaps decades. Even back in the beginning, when I first started walking, I first started losing weight, I was like 223 pounds. I can't believe that. I got down to 170, 175, 170. So I lost like 50 pounds, and I only gained 20 of it back, but it was enough to kick things in the wrong direction. And the last few years has been kind of an up and down. I think when I started, this latest cycle issue with diabetes, I'd gone back up to like 100, 190, 193. And the last time the first time I got weighed by Dr. Lee, I was at 188 or so. So, I've lost 20 pounds. 188, 68, that's 20 pounds. So since, I'm going to say April, I've lost 20 pounds. Actually, that's not true. I think it's been longer than that. I think it's been like 18 months and not six. Because I have not been burning off a pound a week. I've not been burning off a pound a month even. And it's more like, maybe I have. Doesn't matter. At any rate, I weighed in at 166.7. My A1C is 5.8. 6.8, very recent history. My HDL is still flatlined, and she seems to think that the problem is less what my diet or exercise is, but something with genetics. She's seen it before where somebody who did everything right had some kind of predisposition to a low HDL cholesterol, because nothing they did changed it. And I've been taking 1200 milligrams a day of fish oil for the last 6 months. 6 months ago my HDL was 31. This month it's 31. I'm eating salmon, I'm eating sardines, I'm taking fish oil, it ain't moving. I'm getting the exercise, I'm eating well, it still ain't moving. So, yeah, on a scale of 1 to problem, this is like 0. Yeah, there's a slight increase in the risk of heart disease, but the ratios are good, my LDL is good, the ratio of HDL, the triglycerides are good. The ratios are all good, it's just that one number is low. Okay, well, at the risk of throwing things all out of whack, I'm good with just saying, okay, it's genetics, we'll move on. The bigger problem was this lymph node. You may remember my trial by lymph node a few months ago, where they had to go in and take a biopsy of it. What they found in my neck was a rock, apparently, because they couldn't seem to get more than a few cells out. And while it feels like it may have gone down a little bit, that node is still there, and that's put my doctor on high alert. So yesterday she said, "Yeah, we ought to probably try to get you in to see a eye, nose, and throat guy, because they're going to be the people that will tell us what we need to do with it. This is their area of specialty. The recommended procedure is to have it taken out, just pull the node altogether, and then do the biopsy on the whole node rather than what they were able to skim out of it using various needle-based tools. And according to her, they're booked out quite a long ways, but I got a call on my way home from the doctor's office. They want to see me this morning. And I'm thinking, okay. And the doctor called last night and said, yeah, okay, we got, let's see, you're in with Dr. Peterson tomorrow. And I talked to Dr. Stone. He doesn't want to see you until maybe next week. Get ready. Stay with me. I'll post. Dr. Stone is an oncologist. Next to proctologist, that's probably the one you, the specialty you want to hear about least. But the other side of that is that this is a specialty area. If there is something wrong, having a specialist in cancer is probably the right guy to have, looking at what's happening in the side of my neck here. So, the next few weeks are going to be interesting. The next few hours are going to be interesting, depending on what the ENT guy says, or what Peterson says. I don't know what's involved in a lumpectomy, a lymphectomy, whatever the hell they call it. I'm pretty sure it involves cutting open the side of my neck and taking the thing out, but what that entails in terms of prep time and recovery time, I'm pretty sure, given how long the needle sticks hurt after a biopsy last beginning of the year, it's probably going to hurt for a while. The upside is maybe I'll get some good drugs. The downside of that is that trying to maintain 5K a day while drugged to my teeth is kind of a bit of a challenge. I may have to back off. I may have to bow to reality and say, okay, well, it'll be what it'll be. I'm a lot better off being able to write for the next 20 years. Only for the next, oh, I don't know, 5, 2, I don't know. We'll see. So we'll see how it works out. I don't know. I have no idea. I do know the diabetes is under control. She offered me some medication that might protect my kidney. There was a bit too much protein in my urine sample. I think it was the urine sample, frankly. it was not exactly the ideal sample. Let's just leave it at that. Probably too much information already. So, yeah, that's where I am this morning, smelling bacon. Walking along, the sun feels good this morning. I had to put my hood back. I was getting to be too warm. I'm in my parka. I got a sweatshirt on. I got a hoodie on. Hoods are all back. I still have my gloves on because that wind is cold. But it's warm enough for walking. Yesterday I didn't even get back from the doctor's office until like 12:15. I did the doctor, and she took a little extra time, and then went to the grocery store and had to pick up prescriptions. And the pharmacy said the prescription was there. It showed on their computer, but they couldn't find the bottle, so they had me wait while they filled it again. Which took time. So what should have been, you know, a 20-minute visit to the primary care turned into a couple hours. Thank you. another big whiff of bacon. It sort of drifted away, but it's coming back again. The bad news is that now I'm hungry again, and I can't eat anything right at the moment. I don't have time. I've got to go back. At least upload this file to Dropbox, so that when I get home again, I'll post it. Wow, that's brisk. Ah, oh, but it's fall. Oh yeah, look at the way the flags are blowing. Wind's almost directly out of the east. It's blowing hard. Flags flapping, snapping in the wind. Grasses are all bobbing out here in the field. Anybody has any seeds left looking to be distributed by the wind? You guys climb on this here, because this is going to be not the last chance, but spread your seeds, little grasses, spread your seeds. Anyway. I'm still reading Galleon. I'm almost at the end of it. I'm still watching Expanse. And it's like, yeah, okay. I'm not really sold on it. I'm like episode 6. I know what Remember the Camp means now. I find that I'm not really invested in the characters at all. It's like, really? Something to watch to keep my eyes busy while I'm on the treadmill. I don't care about the team who survived the cat. I don't care about the missing girl. I don't care about any of it. So maybe I'll switch and watch Miranda. One of my friends said, oh yeah, I ought to watch Miranda. Miranda's pretty good. So maybe I'll do that. The thing about not being invested in the show is that part of the motivation for getting onto the treadmill to do the walk in the evening is to watch the show. And if the show isn't pulling me, that's a little less gravitational attraction that I have towards spending 40 minutes sweating on the treadmill. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.